K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, weekend edition, Sunday edition, and postcast. Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on out there in Kansas State. Oh boy, Kansas State Wildcats, Kansas State University Athletic Department, folks, Sunday, and I've been saying this all week long as we're coming up into the weekend, obviously. But K-State going into Game 3 baseball on the gridiron. They've already clinched the series. The first series win in the conference this year. It comes at a much-needed time. We wind back a little bit to Friday night. K-State beating. And we talked about, I talked about throughout the course of the week after that Northeastern win. Of course, we posted a lot of content this week on this podcast. Go check it out if you're new to this podcast. Appreciate it for stopping by here on this Sunday morning. I'm recording this just after another weekend run. Go subscribe if you're a K-State fan. Especially if you do live in the KC area. You're a K-State fan, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you use your podcast. Obviously, we have listeners in the state of Kansas. We got the Midwest pretty much covered here. So definitely make sure you subscribe. We've posted episodes throughout most of the week, including this weekend. So definitely make sure you subscribe. We're getting back into that routine of definitely getting into Kansas State content. But anyways, yeah, so Friday night, extra innings again, back-to-back games in extra innings there, Northeastern on Wednesday, and then turn around Friday night and get it done in extra innings Friday night, 6-5 over Oklahoma State. And yesterday here, I'm kind of scrambling a little bit. But yeah, yesterday, a dominating win for K-State baseball there in Game 2 as they take out the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. Not only that, they take the series. So now this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time out there at Toyton Family Stadium, they look to get the series sweep. And oh, that'll be huge for this team moving on forward. 3-game winning streak here for K-State baseball. Earlier in the season, they had, a 9-10 game winning streak there before it got snapped. So this was huge. This was a huge, I mean, I know we're talking ahead of Game 3 this afternoon, but it was a huge for Pete Hughes, head coach's baseball team, and his team to respond. You knew they were going to be tough at home, and they did. They have responded so far. Game 2 was yesterday there. 7-2. We'll get into that in a moment. But right now, 24-14 is the record in 9-8 in conference play, if I'm reading that reading that correctly. Look at this home. Look at this home. They have been so good under Pete Hughes at Toyton Family Stadium. We have talked about this at length since Pete Hughes became the manager or head coach, whatever you want to call it, of the K-State baseball team. 15-4. For this baseball team now. Yeah, I'm going to have to go all the way down here. Let's see. Yeah, so 6-5 in 12 innings Friday night. And a dramatic hit there late in the game. So back-to-back extra inning games. Because he beat Northeastern in extras too. That doesn't show up in here. I don't know why. But anyways, 7-2 yesterday there. I'm going to hit this real quick. Yep, so 7-2 there. Upset. Oh, by the way, yeah, upset of Oklahoma State. So this is that. So this is not. This has become the norm for K-State baseball. Upsetting a ranked Oklahoma State opponent at Toyton Family Stadium there. Rafael Batellar went deep twice in the game. Jackson Wentworth was spectacular. Another Wentworth performance at home as they upset Cowboys and take the series away. And this afternoon, they look to sweep the Cowboys at home there. Pete Hughes after the game saying, quote, "You've heard me say it before. Everything is predicated off of good starting pitching." And again, well, when we finish this up, starting pitching, and we got about as dominant of a performance that you get in the Big 12 P. Hughes went on to say, and quote, he goes on, quote, that just allows your offense to play pressure free. They know they have time to build a lead because they have a kid that's feeling it out there in the matchup is in our favor. It just frees up your offense to do so many things, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, we talked about the pitching. Alex has talked about the pitching, and we've hoped to actually have him on for a new bonus podcast, and I'll get into that at the end of this postcast, just in the Pro Project Podcast postcast double edition, as K-State has taken the first two games of a critical three-game series, conference series, that is, and guess what, Wildcat Nation, we already got the series over the 15-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. We won yesterday 7-2 and took the first game in extras in 12-6-5. He just caught up, sped up on that. But to focus on game two, they're starting pitching. Alex, I talked to Alex, my co-host for the post, for the bonus editions of the podcast / postcast of football. We talked about that. He talked about it at length. It's been terrible. And if K-State is going to get on a late run here, their pitching's got to come to form. It has to come into form, and we have seen that. This is a perfect example of it. 7-2 in this game yesterday. So Jackson Whitworth has been outstanding, and I say he's been a little bit better than Tyson Nabers, to be quite frank there as well. Here, we take a look at the box score here. As we take a look here, yeah, they K-State has dropped Oklahoma State now to 25-14. So K-State with a golden opportunity to sweep them here as K-State opened up scoring the bottom of the second, added one in the fourth. It was 2-0 K-State after five innings. And Oklahoma State added one to cut the lead to one. And then K-State put a three spot in the sixth, two more in the seventh. Oklahoma State added a run in the eighth. That was all that the Cowboys did on the offensive side of the ball as K-State, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Oklahoma State, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error in this game. Jackson Whitworth now has a record of 3-1 on the season. Brian Holiday drops to .500 at 3-3 on the season. The game started just a little bit after 4. Time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes. Another outstanding crowd at Toyn Family Stadium. 23,000-plus there. It has been the consistency. And shout out to K-State Nation. They have been coming out to these baseball games this year. And it hasn't been just this year. It's been the last couple years with this baseball team. So they've been showing out strong once again. Shout out Kansas State Nation showing out. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be another big crowd this afternoon with a chance for a sweep of the Cowboys of Oklahoma State there as well. I mentioned Rafael Batella going deep twice. 3-for-4 in the game there as well. David Bishop, the hero of game one, 2-for-4, added 2 more hits in the ball game. Brady Day, 2 more hits at the third, your third batter in the lineup, 2-for-4. Also a hit, Brandon Jones, let's see here, and Jaden Parsons also contributed in the hit column for the Wildcats in this baseball game there. Jackson Whitworth, who usually comes out of the pen, started this game. He went 6 1/3 in this baseball game. Oh boy. In the game, 6 1/3. Struck out 8 Cowboy batters. Allowed only 3 hits in a run. That was earned there. And JJ Slack completed the pitching for K-State. Only 2 pitchers used. So K-State, Pete Hughes will have a plethora of arms today if need be. For game three, J.J. Slack, 2 2/3, 3 hits. Gave up the other run. Walked 3, though, but struck out 5 Oklahoma State batters to complete it. So K-State already has the series win over Oklahoma State, who came in the Toyn Family Stadium, ranked 15th in the country. Well, that's going to bump them down. Hopefully we can get the sweep of them here later on out there in Manhattan, Kansas there. So K-State, game 2-7. Oklahoma State, 2. So, look for the sweep later on this afternoon at 3 Central Time. Game, if you're in the Manhattan, Junction City area, Waumego area, you can catch it on K-Man 1350 there as K-State will look for the sweep there. And not only that, to put themselves, I again apologize, I do not have the standings in front of me. I'm sure when me and Oscar together here this week, for sure, we will dive in more into that. But this was a huge series, no question. And I like to see him go for the kill shot, go for the sweep later on this afternoon. Goff wrapped up with a historic performance in the Big 12 tournament there for women's golf as well. We will touch on that on another separate episode. I'm hoping to do that maybe later on this afternoon. We'll see how everything turns out for that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily or whenever we post content there as well. Again, we have posted a lot of content this week. If you're fresh, new to the podcast, appreciate it. And you can find this past week's episodes. Go check it out on the Pearl Project Podcast feed, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's Spotify, iTunes. And I mentioned Bonus Pod. Yep. It'll be only on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S there, and then podcast. Yeah, you should be able to find it, and you should be able to find the latest bonus edition that me and I recorded 2 weeks ago on there. It will be labeled PPPW bonus. That's what you're looking for there, because I have my other podcast there as well, where I'm doing bonus content on there as well. I will be doing a little bit more on this. I'm hoping to do a player profile on that, on one of the newbies for men's basketball this weekend. We'll see how that turns out there as well. But you can find it there. Me and Alex will be getting together this week to record, talk more about this series, it's already turned out good for K-State baseball, and possibly start to talk about more about football. So we're going to be we have not talked much about football on this podcast throughout the spring. So we will definitely be making up for it in the summer, getting y'all ready for the 2024 Kansas State football campaign. But right now, we're going to raise the chicken flag on this postcast, double postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State's already taken the first two in the series from 15-ranked Oklahoma State. They're going to go for the clean sweep later on this afternoon. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on throughout the weekend. Go Cats!